The three plays were written more than 400 years ago, but the question of who wrote them is now shaking up the literary world. The Oxford University Press has decided to credit Christopher Marlowe as a co-author with William Shakespeare on his Henry VI plays. A member of the team which made this bold decision says he's bracing for the reaction from Shakespeare scholars. Professor Hugh Craig is the director of the Centre for Literary and Linguistic Computing at Newcastle University, and he joined me earlier. Professor Craig, you're part of the Oxford team which has thrown a bomb, essentially, into the world of Shakespeare scholarship by crediting Christopher Marlowe as a co-author with William Shakespeare in the latest complete Shakespeare edition. You must be bracing for the reaction.
Yes, indeed. Not everyone will like this or even believe it, but it's just a very exciting idea that these two, you know, great playwrights, often thought of as a very, very different and maybe even rivals, were actually collaborating on three plays in the early 1590s.
Why did the team decide to make this bold change?
Well, it's for some time now, we've been working with electronic text and with computers and with statistics to try and work out who wrote what in these plays. And the techniques have advanced and to the point where we're pretty confident we can attribute the plays based on profiles of word and phrase usage.
You mentioned statistics there. I mean, your analysis involves what you call linguistic computing. How do you use statistics and numbers to analyse literature?
You take large amounts of text that you are confident are definitely by a particular author, and you find a profile in that by counting the words, generally single words and very often very common words like the, and but. And it turns out that authors do have distinctive profiles, and you can test that, and it's pretty robust, and then go from there.
And how do you find those who use more traditional literary analysis respond to this analysis?
Yeah, that's a good question. Sometimes with puzzlement or a bit of suspicion, but there are enough successes around and it's slowly gaining credibility and people do much more accept it now, even very traditional scholars.
This decision by the Oxford team, though, will outrage a lot of Shakespeare scholars. Why does it generate so much emotion and passion?
Yes, a lot of people live and die by their belief that Shakespeare wrote this bit or didn't write this bit, and he's such an iconic author. People have such an investment in his works that I guess it follows that these sort of questions, I mean, these are just three plays out of, very large 38, 40 plays that he wrote or had a hand in. I mean, even though it might seem a small thing, people do get passionately involved, no doubt about it.
What are the most explosive reactions you've had so far?
I think it's yet to hit. I just know some people are not going to like it at all. The edition isn't out yet, so this is a sort of, we're waiting for the more negative ones to come in.
Plenty of people have supposedly collaborated with Shakespeare, but Marlowe is particularly contentious, isn't he? Why?
Well, it's very early on, you know, it's been accepted for a long time that John Fletcher, for instance, late in Shakespeare's career, collaborated with him, and there's even a title page giving both of them a byline, so that's widely accepted. But this is way back in the beginning of Shakespeare's career. Marlowe and Shakespeare often seen as rivals rather than collaborators, and it's at the murky beginning of Shakespeare's career where we've not had a lot of certainty to go on, so I guess that's one of the reasons.
Is there a suggestion that Shakespeare was stealing from Marlowe?
No, not at all. No, the suggestion would be that each wrote parts of this play, and probably they're trying to get a play written quickly. They would hand out different bits to different people to get it done within weeks rather than months. And no, it would not be any sort of plagiarism or stealing, just pure collaboration.
And I guess the question there would be, if they were such strong rivals, why would they collaborate?
Exactly. Well, maybe the rivalry has been a bit overrated. I mean, they were both just fantastic talents around at the time, and anyone who wanted to get a play written might well have thought, well, let's put the two of them together.
So you say that in the three Henry VI plays, you've picked up the style of both writers. There
Yes.
seems to be an equally valid argument that Shakespeare has been writing a little in Marlowe's cadence because he picked that up from the actors. characters who are, of course, acting in Marlowe's plays. Is that something that you're able to consider and then dismiss?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. You have to take into account that Marlowe had a huge influence at the time, came in with a new, grand, impressive style of writing, and there's no doubt he had a lot of influence. But in this case, no, we are able to sort of separate what's an imitation from what seems to be the genuine article. It's not Shakespeare imitating Marlowe. It's actually Marlowe collaborating with Shakespeare, writing some of the scenes himself.
If the plays are good, does it really matter who wrote them?
Well, yes. I mean, good question. It just remains of extreme interest, particularly when it's Shakespeare. When you want to try to understand these different bits, you often wanted to relate it back to other things that author has written. So in order to do that, you need to know who wrote it.
And did you have any concerns about the Oxford Press making this move? I mean, you can't really prove anything for certain, can you?
No, I mean, you make these proposals, you say, well, the evidence points that way, we can't be absolutely certain, but our bet is this. And then there will be a lovely kind of panoply of different reactions. That's fine.
Well, good luck with that. Thanks so much for joining us.
Right, thanks, Eleanor.
That's Professor Hugh Craig, the director of the Centre for Literary and Linguistic Computing at the Newcastle University. He's a member also of the new Oxford team, which has decided on this change to the latest addition to the Complete Shakespeare.